I'd like to read to you from Romans chapter 4, and I think I'll begin in verse 6. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Paul describes here, and of course is quoting David, the condition of the child of God that has experienced in his life the work of Jesus Christ in the new birth based upon his work on the tree of the cross. And he says that man is in a blessed state. And then he describes why. Unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. That's a positive. And then he closes out in the last part of verse 8 with the negative. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. I have heard two extremes when it comes to the way that, or at least this blessed state that we have here. I've heard people say this about maybe a good person in the community, somebody that they've known and lived a long life and proved that they were faithful and obedient to God. And I've heard them make this statement. If anybody deserves to go to heaven, Aunt Sally does, or whoever you might be talking about. Now, I know what they're saying when they say something like that. But if we could see into the hearts of even the best person in this building here, as God was able to see it, we'd see corruption and we'd see sin. There's not a single person in this building that deserves to go to heaven. He says here that this blessedness, God, it's not based upon works. Salvation is not a business transaction. It's not earned. And by the way, salvation is not like the lottery either. It's not won. I've heard preachers say a lot of times that, in fact, they've asked me, and I just hardly know, don't even want to try to respond sometimes, when they talk about how many of you won for Christ, talking about saving for heaven. Listen, no preacher's ever won anybody here on this earth to eternal glory. The Bible says that it is imputed. God has imputed His righteousness to unto us without works. Saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. There's more than one way that we use this word covered. A lot of times at church, when we have a meal, there's one thing about the old Baptists, they can cook. I enjoy food that's brought to an old Baptist church. And I enjoy conversation with the Lord's people. And when you put those two things together, it's rough on a tie. I don't know how many times that I have dropped food on a tie. And I can get by, say it's an all-day meeting, or at least it's going to be afternoon services. I've gotten by a lot of times by covering that spot up. You know how I do it? I don't unbutton my coat. I just leave it buttoned and leave that spot covered up. That's not what he's talking about here when he talks about our sins being covered. He talks about our sins have been covered, that is, that they have been paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. One night, Barbara and I went into a restaurant, and it was a little bit late. In fact, I think it might have been after a Sunday evening service. I'm not sure, but anyway, we saw some friends across the way, and they were already getting their bill, and I could tell they were figuring up and getting ready to go to leave, and they were pretty close. We were pretty close to the door, and I thought to myself, I sure want to speak to them They've been friends for a long time. I sure want to speak to them, even though they're not in the church. They've been dear friends. And I want to speak to them before they leave. But they kept sitting and kept talking. And a little while, they finally left, and we spoke to them as they were going out. And then when I called the waitress, and we got ready to leave, and I told her I was ready for my bill, they said, "You don't know anything." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Those folks that stopped and spoke to you, they covered your bill. They paid for your bill. Jesus Christ covered our sins. He paid it in full." We sang tonight that H.G. Spafford song, "It Is Well With My Soul." And I think he knew a little bit about this experience. He said in one of the lines, I think it's the third line, "Oh, the blessed thought, my sins, not in part, but the whole, nailed to the cross, and I carry it no more." There's another thought that I want you to notice in this. I will close with this one. "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." I remember preaching on this one time, some time ago, and there was a young brother that was exercising at the time that came to me afterwards, and he told me how much he appreciated it. He said that he'd always thought that implied that if God would not impute sin, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin, that it might also mean that sometimes God does put within us sin. And I tried to bring out how that word impute there does not mean at all that God puts it within us. That word there means to charge with. God does not charge, does not impute, does not charge to our account sin. This is taken from Psalms 32. "Blessed is he to whom his transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity." That simply means that once you are justified by the blood of Christ, our record no longer contains the record of our sins. We're no longer charged with our sin, but our record contains the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I said one extreme. I brought out, or mentioned just a moment ago, one extreme, that some folks will say that if anybody deserves to go to heaven, so-and-so deserves to heaven, go to heaven. But on the other hand, you know what? Sometimes God's people can get so down and out that they question whether or not they're a child of God. You ever wondered that about yourself? I've wondered it a few times about myself. But I come back to this verse right here. "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin," will not charge with sin. And I realize that my record is clean, not on the basis of what I've done, but on the basis of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And our record is clean. If you've ever been born to the Spirit of God, if you've ever truly loved Jesus Christ, if you loved God, the evidence is that He's imputed His righteousness. He's charged your account before God with His righteousness, and that He will never again impute unto your record the sin and the consequences that your sins deserve. Now, I know there's some folks that believe that you got to hold out faithful to the end, that you got to persevere, you got to do this. But listen, that record is, we're going to sin. We sin along the way. Every last one of us does. And that has an effect on our fellowship with God and our ability to walk with Him in harmony and feel closeness to Him. But brother, I'm here to tell you that if you've ever been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you will always be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and He will never charge your account with sin again. The next time you get down and out, you remember what David said. You remember what Paul quoted, that same thing, that the Lord, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. We have a blessed state in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to thank Him every day for what He's done for us. But when we do get it down and out, I remember some one time that I heard that can't remember the preacher's name from Scottsboro, Alabama. Anyway, he makes this statement one time. If you've ever had a happy thought after God, you will be able to live with Him happily in heaven when this world is over. Because it's God that has given you that happy thought after Him. But that, if you've truly felt from in your heart and felt a closeness to Him, then He has imputed the righteousness of Jesus Christ to your account. And He will never again impute your sins to your record. Because Jesus Christ has purged them and cleansed you from your sin. May you rejoice in that. May you find hope in that. That Christ has taken care of the sin debt that we owed to Almighty God. May God add His blessings to these few thoughts.